do it. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus.
Good morning. Yeah. I don't know.
Just yelling stuff.
Anyway, it's 7-11. Quick look at your forecast here. Today, honestly, nice day for the most part.
The time changed.
Yeah, the time changed. Went an hour forward.
Yeah.
I already changed the clock in my truck, which usually takes like 5 months. But I did it yesterday, so that's good to go.
You
I have not
long,
changed what?
How long I spent last night. So, okay, the time is forward. So yeah. If I were to go to sleep at this time, and if it was last week, I would be getting up at this... Literally for like 20 minutes last night, I'm trying to figure out.
It's an hour.
I know. I'm like, my phone does it for me. Why am I even thinking about this?
Yeah. Right now, really, it's 6 o'clock, but we moved it forward an hour, so it's 7 o'clock.
I was trying to think of if people are going to be an hour late or an hour early this morning from the time change. If they didn't have the phone.
You'd be an hour late.
It'd be an hour late.
Hour late.
Yeah,
that's
20,
right.
20 minutes to figure that out last night.
Yeah. Boy, that explains a lot.
I know.
I'm surprised you showed up on time.
I know.
It was good.
Yeah.
Tally, no.
What are you talking about? I'm here every day.
Yeah, but the time change, and obviously you don't care about clocks.
Yeah, that's true.
So did you change that big clock you guys got on that wall?
The one in my basement.
The one in your basement?
Yeah.
That's the one you changed?
Yeah, but the other one's still, I know.
Just leave it. We just need to get on board with not doing
one of them. I actually got to get down, and you got to twist a little dial behind it. It's just...
Oh, God. The time you spent trying to figure out... the whole clock thing, you could have had it done and changed. No issue.
Yeah.
You wasted 20 minutes yesterday just thinking about it.
Do you ever, damn it. I know. Have you ever like changed the clock back again? Like when the wife is gone just to kind of mess with her?
No, I never have.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
She wakes up all frantic.
Oh, yeah.
I changed it last night. It's right.
You're a real piece of trash.
I know. For one day, it's fun.
Your wife actually has to go do a hard job. Uh-huh. And you mess with her. You're terrible.
I'm late.
Oh, God. You're laughing. Yes. Anyway, yeah. So the hours forward, don't forget. And it may feel early, but it's still time for your morning dump.
Oh, yeah. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, a company called Miso Robotics has developed a robot named Flippy that can flip burgers, make french fries, and do other stuff in the kitchen, all for a fraction of what it would cost to hire human workers. Hey, Tucker Jim! Miso Robotics thinks they've gotten the gadget working well enough to deliver it across the country, and they're offering Flippies to fast food restaurant owners for about $2,000 per month, which comes in at about $3 per hour. And, of course, Flippy can work 24/7 and never miss work because of hangovers or anything else like that.
I don't know if I like it.
What's your hang-up with Flippy the burger robot?
It's just taking jobs, man. People need those jobs.
Yeah. I will say good entry-level jobs are great for high schoolers, people in college, maybe in between work. Let's say you lost one job, you need some time. Go flip some burgers.
Let's emphasize that a little bit. Let's emphasize that. If you have a buddy that hasn't had a job in, 5 months, 6 months, I just can't find a job. Dude. That's a job.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
You're making money. You're contributing to society. Anybody that tells you fast food and doing that is not a job, you know what?
Huh.
Kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, right in the nuts.
Seriously.
Stab him in the neck with
love. That is a full-blown job. And you know what? Those people serve you every day.
Yeah.
They're out there doing it. They're getting up. They're
getting
ready.
Yeah.
You know? It's work.
Yeah.
So anybody tells you that's not a job, just look at him. Slap him.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
who are you? Who are you?
I do say, though, I like the idea of robots doing stuff.
Huh?
See, because here's the thing. Either we don't embrace it, or we embrace it completely, where eventually no human has to work anymore. We can all just kick back and relax.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with you. But I agree with you on certain jobs.
Yeah.
I think that job, I think you want those people working. There's certain jobs I don't know. Maybe factory jobs, but still, that's a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
I just don't like people losing work.
No, I don't either. But again, if no one has to work, then nobody lost a job.
Yeah, but that's when psychos come out. You got nothing to do. You got nothing to occupy their time.
No, because we'll have all this other cool robotic stuff.
Yeah.
You saw that gaming bed they made from China they got right now?
Yeah.
Dude, I'll just hang out and do that all day.
You know? Fine.
If I don't got to work, I don't want to work. I don't want to do it.
You need money.
If no one has a job, then we don't need money. The government can just be like, all right, we got robots covering everything, so you're fine.
So everybody gets the same amount?
We get like a stipend. Exactly. Everyone gets a stipend.
Here's a proposal.
Yeah.
Nobody's got to work, all right?
Yeah.
Robots taking over. Nobody's working. Yeah. But you're no richer than the person next to you.
I'm fine with that.
Everybody gets the same amount of money.
I don't want to be richer than anyone. I just don't want to have to work and be fine.
So you're on board with that?
I'm on board. Dude, I cannot wait for retirement. It sounds great. My grandma gets to drink at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and people don't care because they're like, oh, she's retired.
She's old. She's
retired. Worked her whole life. She's retired. Let her have her fun.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm right aboard with you, I think.
Just go hang out at the beach or go to the casino, drink all day. It sounds fantastic.
I mean, we kind of do that anyway.
And we do, but I won't feel like a piece of trash at work. See, I'm hungover at work all the time, and it sucks.
Can robots get hungover?
No, they can't. They can get low on oil, maybe.
Yeah.
But then we can have another robot that refills the other robot's oil.
Easy fix.
We're fine. Humans shouldn't have to work. It's ridiculous.
All right,
we got robots that'll do it.
I'm coming around.
Sex robots.
I knew.
I'm just saying.
No, okay.
Think about it. You have a daughter. Guess what? Because now we got robot strippers, your daughter doesn't have to shake her ass for dollar bills on a Friday night.
Oh, man.
Think about that.
You know how much money she's losing out on, though?
It's all the same.
Here's a proposal. Robots do all the work. You don't have to work anymore. Yeah. Everybody gets a base salary or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no sex robots because they used them all for working. So now you don't have your sex robot. Are you still on board?
Oh, they're sex robots are going to be there. First of all, any robot's a sex robot if you're brave enough.
Jeez, dude.
I think I'd have sex with that robot.
You know what? Give me my lawnmower back, dude. Would you?
It's a can crusher, Brock. I'm gonna see what's up.
Yeah.
Put a little lipstick on it there. He's got to be quick, man. He's got to be quick. I was going to talk about Ben Affleck, but we went for about 8 minutes on robots.
Yeah, that's okay.
Good enough. They took her jeans!
Yeah!
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.
Hey, good morning. 7:25. No, it wasn't.
Almost died this weekend.
Let's see. We'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're listening to Hunter do his sports at 7:30 in the morning.
You're damn right. NHL. Last night, Red Wings beating the Lightning 5-4 in a shootout. There you go, Red Wings. Been reading your losing scores lately, and I'm glad you pulled one out there. St. Louis Blues beating the Blackhawks 2-0. Moving on, NCAA men's college basketball last night. Michigan State beating Ohio State. There you go. 88-69. Maryland beating Michigan 82-70. Michigan, you know. Big Ten tournament coming up. Probably not good for their seed, but, you know.
That's starting soon, man.
It is.
Cripes.
It is. This weekend, I believe. NASCAR news. Logano. Joey Logano is enjoying a strong start to the NASCAR Cup season. Logano won for the second time in 3 weeks by holding off Kevin Harvick over the final two laps after an overtime restart at Phoenix Raceway. There you go. A little NASCAR over the weekend. NBA last night. Nets beat the Bulls 110-107. Knicks beat the Pistons 96-84. And the Pacers beat the Mavericks 112-109. Also, there was a fight over the weekend. If you guys watch the UFC fight, you will know that the main card was basically a Charlie Chaplin fight. That's basically what the main event was.
Just run around.
I have never seen a referee stop a fight in the fourth round and say, hey, come on. People are here to see a fight. Let's fight.
Yep.
I mean, it was pretty, it was odd.
Yeah.
It was oddly uneventful.
Yeah.
But the fight before made up for it. There were two women fighting, one from China, and there was one from, her name was Joanna, anyway.
Yeah.
But basically, it was five rounds of them just beating the hell out of each other.
That's awesome, man.
I know, but at the same time, I'm like, man.
Couple hot chicks fighting?
Were they in Jell-O? She was. Joanna was a very good-looking girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she was good-looking. Yeah. I'm throwing very in there. She got implants, actually. And the other fighter was pissed because she said something about weight. They added weight to her or something. I can't remember what the whole shenanigans with that
add
was.
Add that much weight.
But if you guys, you know, depends how much you pumped them up. You know, filled them with iron, if you will. Anyway, dude, at the end of the fight, I mean, you watch, just YouTube it, or not YouTube it, but Google it. Yeah. Her face from the beginning of the fight to the end, she went from a good-looking girl to straight-up alien.
Yeah.
She got two, like, hematomas on her forehead.
Yeah, that was a rough picture to look at.
And, oh, my, she looked like a caveman, like cavemen used to look with a big forehead.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was, like, fourth round. I said, I was looking at my buddy. I'm like, dude, they should call it.
Yeah,
like,
throw that towel in.
But she wasn't.
Whew. It seemed like that thing getting rocked and like busted open. Ooh!
You know what? Another crazy thing about that that women fight was they didn't get tired.
Yeah.
Zero. The stamina in those fight that fight was ridiculous.
Good training, man. That's what it's all about.
I just don't think women get tired.
Yeah.
I mean, full blown haymakers the whole time, and they were connecting, and it wasn't like flailing.
Yeah.
Like strategic knockout hits, and they both took them, man. So.
Yeah. Do you think you could beat either one of them in a fight?
100% no. It's funny. We both looked at each other like, dude, both of these. You should have seen the Asian girl.
Yeah.
Dude, she's got a stature like you do.
Yeah.
Big shoulders. Dude, her arms are just, we looked at each other like, dude, both of those girls.
They would wreck us.
No, you know what? You and I could team up against one of them and they'd still whip her ass.
You know, that's very big of you. That's very big of you.
I mean, I can't say otherwise. You watch the fight and you're like, dude.
Yeah. Knock me the F out.
Right.
All right, well, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud.
Think that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's happening?
What's up? All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them, man. They got some awesome new menu items. And it's not just pizza. Obviously, they're known for their pizza. They got pasta. They got subs. A lot of great menu items on there. You can check out whether you're kind of hungry or effing starving.
Well, you can just not be hungry and still enjoy it.
You know what I do? Whenever I go to Joey C's, I end up buying like extra because I know I'm going to want more later. Yeah. So I'll get my first Joey C's meal, and then I'll have a secondary Joey C's meal for later on.
Because you like it both hot and cold.
It's perfect either way.
You know?
Anyway, I'll check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Okay, so today is National Panic Day.
Oh, God.
We're all dead! Uh-huh. What little things make you panic unnecessarily?
Do you think they did National Panic Day on purpose right after the time change? Where you can be late for
exactly.
work?
Oh, God! Oh, God! I try not to panic too much, but there's little things, little ticks that I have that make me panic.
Yeah.
And we're talking little things here. Obviously, there's big things that can make you panic, like smoke on an airplane. That'll make you, that's worth panicking over. But little things make you panic unnecessarily. And mine is quite simple. It's the door on the house. I will literally be backing out. Kiki and I will be getting ready to go somewhere. And I'll just happen to say, hey, did you lock the door? And she'll go, yeah. Or I think so. As soon as I do that, or if we get driving like 10 minutes down the road, I will turn around to go double check. And it was probably fine. It probably did. But not knowing if the door is locked or not makes me panic unnecessarily.
You know what you do? You walk through that open garage door and you check the iron too and make sure that's turned off.
It's like, oh no. that makes me panic unnecessarily. I'm like, oh God, the house is going to be robbed. It's terrible.
Most
I got to go back.
It's closed.
Every time.
Most of the time.
Every time. I don't think there's been one time where I've walked up and it hasn't been closed.
It's a good thing I came back.
Yeah, it's a good thing I checked. Could have been robbed.
So like eight dudes in your garage rummaging through your stuff.
Oh, you finally came back. God damn it.
Dude, a little one happened to me yesterday.
What?
It was wild. We were out golfing at Pipestone Creek yesterday, and I believe it's Leet Farms. I hope everything's good over there, man. I don't want to be putting this out there if you guys are, you know. But we were golfing yesterday, and... Fire truck going by. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then you look behind us, and you saw the smoke, and then you kind of realized how close it was. I don't know, man. It brought me back to the house fire, and it's just like that immediate, like reaction of, knowing there is a fire, like, brought me back to it. It's just, it's breathtaking, man. I'm like, hey, guys, let's go. Let's go check it out. Just make sure everybody's okay. We did. We took one of the golf carts over to as far as the side of the golf course as we could, but it was just a little bit further, so we couldn't go any further. But, man, it was just a slight, like.
So fire trucks make you panic? Is that what it is?
If I can see smoke for some reason. Like, if I see the bill, I know what that smoke looks like.
So whenever you have a cigarette, you're like, oh, this is my cigarette.
You know? It was, though, man. It was brought me back to that butt-puckering moment where I thought, oh, God, please don't let there be anybody in the house or, you know, animals or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a big one.
Especially being out there, too, like a farm, too. Yeah. That's all I thought of. I'm like, dude, it's a barn full of animals.
Yeah.
You know, panic.
It's not, but that one's not a regular farm, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't know what it is.
Save the animals!
Just save whatever you need to save.
It smells so good, though.
Yeah.
It's like a barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, you're terrible. God, you're terrible. I can't laugh about that one, man. I'm sorry.
Fresh bacon, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Get it in there.
Yeah, you're a real piece of trash.
925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. It's panic day. Everyone freaking out. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 748, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Freaking out, man. National Panic Day today. You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? Let's see. Every bite, Keith said, every bite I take in a restaurant, if I need to ask the server for something, you know, they'll pop up when I just shoveled a fistful of food into my mouth. You need, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I just have a mouthful of food. There you go. Let's see. Robert said, newborn babies and spiders. Do babies make you panic? Like, if you got to hold one?
I just don't hold them.
You just don't hold them? I love holding babies.
Hey, hold my baby. Like, no.
They're so cute and they're fun.
Yeah.
I love holding babies.
Yeah,
Kiki gets very panicky if she's got to hold a baby.
It's a valuable thing in your hand.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust you. I'd never.
No, I'm
just looking at you. I'd be like, no, you're not getting anywhere.
I mean, I got big hands, man. I can hold that baby, but
you would drop that baby. I guarantee it.
I don't want to be that guy. You know? Then you got the fathers like doing the tossing them up in the air.
Yeah.
God, my buddy was doing it the other day to his kid. His kid was getting like 10 feet up, 15 feet up in the air. I'm like, dude, you know if you miss once.
Yeah. They'd be all right. They bounce. How old was the baby?
How high did you bounce? That's the question.
Actually, I did fall off. I crawled off a one-story balcony when I was...
A one-story?
I fell. Literally. Like, I was crawling. I still think my brother shoved me. But yeah, I was like, I was still kind of crawling. And I crawled off the balcony.
Damn, you rolled it out like a soldier. Huh?
I must have. I hit the grass. Nothing.
Tuck and roll, baby. Tuck and roll.
Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me.
Jesus, you have a knife in your mouth? Like,
I don't know.
Like a little soldier?
I actually did a backflip off of there.
Right.
I did a double Lindy.
A misty flip.
So I must have just bounced just right. Wow. I hit that soft spot on the back of my head and blink.
Soft.
Did a flip. My brother's up there with like a 10. Like,
head,
like
a, head's just a little flat on the top.
That's fine.
Squished it out.
A little bit. It's all right. It's all right. My brain adjusted. Heather said she panics a little bit. When she runs out of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
Need that dew, man.
You shouldn't panic. That's a good thing. Start getting diet.
Need that Mountain Dew. I know some people that freak out a little bit if they don't have, like, their, like, dude, just, all right, we'll get you some coffee.
Well,
relax.
You know, if you want to know about freaking out without having Mountain Dew, it happens to me when my sugar's low.
Yeah.
And I don't have something to bring it back up.
Yeah, but you could die, though.
Yeah, no, that's not minor, huh?
Yeah. Andrea said not having coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes coffee makes people panic. If I have too much coffee, there was one Thanksgiving, man, where I was all excited about a family event, slammed like a half a pot. I don't know. It was maybe a full pot of coffee.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the jitters all day. Just that real nervous panic.
Yeah.
Euphoric feeling. It sucked.
So you panic if you have too much coffee.
God, I just panic all the time.
You're like a chihuahua. You're just always shaking. Oh, God. All right, we're going to be back with more things that, little things that make you panic unnecessarily. We'll be back. Hey, good morning. 757 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. It's panic day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Freaking out. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? Let's see. Alicia said calling in food orders or even placing drive-through orders. God, everyone's waiting on me. I'm taking forever.
Some pressure there.
There, I don't, you don't need to rush, but also to, don't worry about it. Just get your thing. There is that person, though, that like if you have an option to look at a menu beforehand, like they have that set up before, and then you pull up.
That's nice.
Have an idea.
That's nice.
You got that one person that's like, boy, I just don't know. Then you're a dick, but don't panic otherwise. Just kind of have an idea. Like me, I know what I'm going to get.
Pretty much.
Like if I have a hankering for something, like you know where I'm going, on the way there, don't you? Yeah. Like there's if I'm feeling it.
There's a reason you're going to that establishment.
Yeah. Kind of think about it. But if you get up there and you're like, oh, God, I didn't even think about this.
Other than Taco Bell, because there's always like 80 items.
I just say 1 through 10, please. Brian Reed said, missing the show, not.
Yeah.
That's what I think of you, Brian. That's what I think of you. Carly said calling the doctor's office makes her panic. Does that make you panic at all?
Yeah. Doctors make me, I don't know.
Yeah?
I mean, I know they're there for good. I know they're there for to help you out. But it's like you never want to disappoint the doctor.
You don't want to disappoint.
You don't. You don't. Because it's just like, it's like another mom looking down on you like, what are you?
That's funny, dude. Let's see. Lee had a good one. My phone ringing. Does that make you panic? I will say I do. When I go home for lunch, and I know I'm like, okay, I got all this done. I'm good. I'm gonna go home for lunch. When my phone rings, because like if Kiki needs something done or something, they'll text you. When your phone rings, that's where you're like, oh God,
it's an emergency.
Like especially if I see it's from work.
Who died?
Like kind of what happened that I'm getting a phone call? Because usually it's like, hey, by the way, when you come back or check your email. But when your phone rings and it's work related, you're like, oh no, something happened. I need to get back there. That's the worst.
Or I was going
to
say, you get that phone call from that relative that doesn't call you.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me right now?
I don't know. Say
not
hi.
Not for good reason.
Don't bother me unless it's an emergency.
Right.
How dare you call me?